Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Laman Aleph. Okay, Hayotzim Me'utav Betalisoy. Person goes out wrapped in his talis. So that's Mutter. V'kibla Mikana Mikana B'yodah Al Ksefer. He picked up part of the, he pulled it up part of the talis, and he put it, either he held it in his hands or he put it on his shoulder. So in this kabin, the kabitz kanof of kadesh lo yikoru or kadesh lo yislach lechu is osur. He keeps him when he snores, but kaminig anshe hamokim b'malbushan is mutter. So if he picked up the bottom because he doesn't want to get dirty, in essence, he's carrying the bottom of the bag. It's the fact that it's attached to a bag which he's wearing, but this part of the bag he's not wearing anymore. He's holding it in his hands, and his purpose of holding it is to carry it to prevent it from getting dirty. So, or getting torn in something which it would get into. See if that's the derech of how people wear it in that area. So you would have like a shawl which women wear, and they wear it over their shoulders, and then it sort of like bunches up in the front. But that's how they wear it. So that's called the derech of Levisha, because that's how people, when they want to wear it, they wear it. But if I'm bunching it up, then it's not on my body anymore, so I'm doing it as a way to protect it, the item, so then I'm carrying it. Now, so this is talking about it's a large square of cloth which you wrap around your body. So as much as it's wrapped around your body, it's called a malbush. As much as it's not wrapped around your body, it's not a malbush. They are made to fit form to the body. So then, mutter litzvoy ksosom biyodoy lagbiem kadeshal yizlachu shulav betit or kadeshal yakvuhu lalechis. So you can pick up the bottom of your dress or your long coat to allow you to walk or that shouldn't get dirty, because it's since it's being worn in such a way that it's really a levisha and it fits the form of the person. So that's more of an act of levisha. So this becomes less an act of carrying. Okay. Zogt Mishibur Kuf Tes Zion. Niskabin Lakabit Kanofov, Hanashanoto Shneak Sovich Lafonov, Ulacharov, the Tzadimin, Mechain Shal Tzadsmo. So he has the front and the back on the right side, the front and the back on the left side. The Kippon Rebbein and Ayodor Alk Sefer, and he held them in his hand or put them on his shoulder. Okay. Well, Domly Sif Chavtes, so we had seemingly a similar case before in Chavtes. Which he said a talis is a kapelas al kaseifov, and he put the whole thing on his shoulder, so that's chayiv katus. But if it's hanging down, berechova the matamik seifov is shori. So even though he's miskatzer ksas milamata is mutter. Okay, so what's the difference? Tahasim kol shuli atalis shel achrav mekapelas umunach al kaseifov. The whole bottom has been put back up into the shoulder. He just put the sides. So over there it's a chiyuv, over here it's not really a hutzah, because the ma'aseh he is wearing it. So it's also mid rabbanon, and then we say it depends why he's doing so. Whereas the case where you put the whole thing up on his shoulders, that's not levisha, so that's carrying. So, since the eager of the beggar is derech malbush, so the other part becomes tuffle to it. So if you pick up a large amount of it and you let it tuck it under your armpit, so that it should stay, shouldn't go or something of that sort, that's usur. And he uses the mushal that it's has a thing like a marzev. Now, what's the marzev? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos. So the Gemara says that you can't do something which is a marzev, which was like this idea of picking up the bag. And I probably was referring to their talisim. So our beged, which is not as chomer as that, so but it's like a marzev. So now, the only reason why it's mutter is because you're putting your arms into the beged. Because So a case where it's sort of like worn over the shoulders, and your arms do not go through the holes, you don't have a sleeve, but the arm goes through the holes, it's just sort of like worn over the body. So that becomes more like the talus, even though it's made more to form than the case of the talus, which is just a big square. But since it's not made to form to the arms, etc. Basically, it's a big thing draped over your body. So then you're back to this din. Then also like biyum, the lav derech malbushu. So the common issue with a person's wearing a talus. He was walking the shul with his talus. So the talus goes down his back. It's not the case of Sifchav Tez. It's down his back. Right? But he takes this, he doesn't have the whole thing hanging down. He takes the size and he bunches them up into his shoulders. So they shouldn't drag on the ground. So Lachar, that's what we're talking about over here. But since the Maisa, that's the derech where of the minig anshei hamokam b'mabushon, that looks menschlich, right? So that's okay. Now let's say he's wearing it under his jacket. Let's say he's wearing it in such a way where you can't say he's doing it. His nose minig anshei hamokam b'mabushon, because it's not, you're not wearing it in such a way. So then it becomes more of a question. So why exactly would this case be mutter to wear it like that under something? Okay. Okay. So. But the Mishabura says, at the end of the day, so it's only Osir when it's Magbiya. Even so, the Isir is only Dafka if it's a Magbiya. Magbiya Harbe, I don't know. To find something to heter for, but that's really, you know, what we're grappling with over here. So let's say the mashal person has a very large talus katan, he wears it under his baggage. So some people were mocked by that on Shabbos, they wouldn't wear it under their baggage because with the talus katan, because it can hang free. Otherwise, you're actually picking a part of the talus katan. But since it's somewhere in between, because this is like the case of the matach shal noshim or the shul mantel, which Mishabur says only also if you're going to be a harbe. So if you're 5 feet and you wear a talus cut in size 36, you have a problem. It wouldn't be telling the person, we're telling the people in general. If people would wear it like that, Echonami, if everyone would wear it like that, but most people don't wear that, you know, that size doesn't work. Right. So he's folding up like, you know, three quarters of his talus cut, you know, because he has a bigger shear of a person's wearing an average size. Okay. Fine. Another question which comes up along these lines is, you know, folding up, wearing your sleeve folded up. So right now, it's not that part of the baggage. In other words, we see from this din over here, we can look at parts of the baggage as independent from each other. Even though the majority of the baggage is being worn, it's derech malbush. Right? So part of it is just being folded up and not being worn derech malbush. So Marsha held that folding up sleeves would be an issue to go out like that, because it would be it's not that that much is considered beggar makupul. Not everybody agreed with him that they held that you know that amount is insignificant. You know, how are you talking about you know, a significant piece of cloth that you're picking up, etc. You know, talk about this large but just that amount is not considered significant. But Marsha held it was a problem based on this sif over here. Okay. Sif Lama Beis. Hayotzeh b'mos hatzurim lo b'sadinoi iskai. A person would have, he would wrap up in a handkerchief and wrap up tie up money inside of there, and then he would have it hanging somewhere from his body, let's say a belt or whatever, that type of item. So that's chayiv.
Is that the way the car is here in that particular country?
Right. I'm sorry?
If I walk out with Shalei, no,
you're carrying something.
No, I'm carrying, but yeah,
I think I'm carrying. No, he's dealing with Hutzah. He's not dealing with Muksa. He's dealing with his Hutzah issue. Right? So this is considered Derek Hutzah. This is considered Derek Hutzah.
Okay, look,
It's a hay.
Hay too?
Yeah.
Why is it the Tzurim Dinam?
What? Sorry?
What's the difference between the Tzurim and this Dinam?
The Kiddush over here is this was considered Derech Hatzot, the carry out Besadino. I don't know what was the standard, although the other standard way, whatever one it was. So the Mora says that this the.
So why not the most?
I don't think most things are people would tie up in their handkerchief and carry them. I think money was a thing that people would do that. Okay, Avavayis Mutter. If I need this, I need the sadin, and the sadin has the money tied up in it. Okay, so I'm allowed to take the sadin with me, even though there's a muksa issue on the coins, and Mr. Burr will talk about why, what, when, and why that's mutter. Okay, that's a muksa issue. I feel enam suryim rak shehem minu kavim.
Where is this inside?
It's about inside. Okay. Now then he's saying that there's another heter if you have a coin which has a hole in it and you string it. So we'll see, that becomes now something which Derek was to wear it as a, you could wear it like a tachshit. So I could wear it like a tachshit. So then it becomes not muksa. Okay, Mr. Brewer. Chayev kufites aderech tzahi. Mahudin kashiyotz lechutz b'mos atzor lo bekisoy hatocha bebigdoy. Okay, so the case of the putting it in your pocket would be the same thing, obviously. Avabayis avotecha erev the lesbe mishum isor tzor shor b'efanim avor lekameh. But a case where there's no problem of tzor, we have to address the muksa issue, which let's address that next. You're allowed to wear the sadan if you need the sadan. It's saying a bigger Kiddush that if a person is concerned about gezela on the money, so he wants to have it tied on his body, not to leave it around the house. He's not going outside. And we're being makel, even though your purpose over here is for the money. And since Chazal, we find there are certain kulas Chazal put in place because people were ba'al ha'mamona, they get nervous about their money. If we wouldn't be mata them, they're going to end up doing worse. So they're mata that, even though you're being with talitul muks. But if that's the argument, if I have no need to carry the money, the fact I need the sadin, since the money is in the sadin, I cannot slip the coins are in the sadin, I cannot slip the sadin around to use with the coins which are in it. Then we said a case where there are menukavim. Zehuvim adumim or matbeos kesef. They don't allow shem muks al yedizev. Since they have a hole in them, they're not considered muks anymore, because you can wear them as they the royally toys of betzaber bito latakshit. They would wear it as a takshit. They would string it onto a string and wear it as a takshit. Suddenly, even though you didn't do that yet, but once you've made the nekev, you've changed its function, and that's mutter. Weinberg grow the cost of the is that called gamma ratio? The height of tzurim besadinoi boy gam came in the kovim. Says even the case that tzurim besadinoi was only mutter if it's in the kovim. The time of the evil hayim in the kovim hayosu the tal to gamma sadin the nasa bosses the moros tzur besoichem erev Shabbos. He says, how in the world are you saying that since I need the sadin, therefore I can schlep the money with it also? The sadin becomes a boss. It became its function now is to take care of the coins. So it becomes a boss to the coins. So the sadin is muksa. So what are we talking about over here? So the case has to be that the coins were coins which had been, you've done a maisa to change them from being coins to being a takshit. Now take a look over here at the Shaar HaTzion. In Kuf Mem He. So he says that the case was you need the sadin. Ayur Abba Primagadam if he perish athaz. Fenir Lan is that if he perish a grow, the Amaresha Batsurim Maragab came in the Kovim. The grow in the Resha says that the case is the Munu Kovim. But it has to be that your goal is you need the sadin. He learns The Gra learns there's no din the muksa at all once they're menukiv. And the goin connects it to the din of perefis. Perefis, we'll see later on, that the woman would have made for themselves a type of a head covering where they wrap around and they have the two ends, and you would have a loop on one end, and you'd put the other side through the loop. So one side had a loop, one side came down, and it would tighten because there was something heavy hanging, pulling it down. So the Mishnah says they could use a coin to be that weight. So over there, the coin becomes, its purpose now is not act as a coin, its purpose is to act as a weight for this bag, for this garment. Okay, so according to the Gra, once you need the Sadin, it's mutter. But Avol Makan Avram, which holds even in the case of Menukavim, a Yeshadayin Ksas Alayo Shem Muks, it's still considered Muks to some extent. So that enough wouldn't be matter to remove the coins because they're still muksa. So the case has to be that you needed that you were, there was a tzarek for the coins, the coins themselves, and that's the kula which we're saying shal yigzalu. Okay, we'll see that in the next sif that Chazal did make certain kulas about that. Fine. Sif Lamed Gimel. Also, Lotes B'Shabbos B'Mo So B'Kesef Is Off To Twirm B'Bigda. You can't, you know, sew it into your clothing, into the lining of your clothing. This way, you can't go out carrying that. V'Yesh Matir M'Makom Seder Shiyare Shiyigzalu Mimenu Imenicham B'Bayis V'Yelach Mehem. So Summer Makel that we're going to. So the first sheet that says they're not bolted to the beged. So, but they're not. It's not derech hatzoah. It's not considered derech hatzoah. So it's not a deraisa because, you know, you have them sewn into lining. You know, it's not the normal way to carry coins. So the first sheet that says it's a lost min rabbanan. Second sheet that says, but because Chazal were worried about the fact that it's makom seder, people could get boiled in money, we're going to allow him to do this because he's worried that they'll steal it from him. It's better not to go outside. But if a person has to go out, we allow him to go out wearing this jacket. So if you can leave this garment with the coins behind, you cannot carry it out. If you can stay home, you cannot do it. If you must go out and you cannot leave the coins behind, the minigus we make all to say he can wear this garment which has the coins sewn into the linings. Okay. Mishabura Kuchabez. So you see again where there's a deal. We're being makel because of this concern that people, if we don't come up with some type of eitzah, how people can save their money, people are going to end up doing worse. There's no error. We're talking about the case, there's no error. Kuchabez, also lotes. Well, I bought the Gabi Bagan. Can buy Shar Dover Hatafer Besecha Bagan. They're not bolted to the bag because they're not really secondary to the bag, as opposed to something else which you sew on that's there for the bag or something of that sort. But this is the coins, obviously, are not. So they're. So the case where you're carrying it in this pat, in this wrapped up in this cloth, that was derech hatzoah. Here it's in the bag, and it's not derech hatzoah. So it's only derabanan, and therefore there was a heter b'malkum seder kuchav gimel. Hanam b'tvurim mitzvah big day mirav Shabbos. Now you can't sew it in on Shabbos. Right. So the case was that they were sewn in before Shabbos. Okay, and obviously it can't be that he's carrying them because that's hatzoah. Period. The time of the kibun the less be'ali isur the rabbanon mishum the lav derech hatzohi gznal. Therefore, we're going to be matir to anabala mamonai. He can go out carrying it shloka derech hatzoah. The kol shkem mizman is that. And how much more so nowadays, which we add in this argument, that the har poskim less lon rishus rabim deraisa. Nowadays, the Rambam saying this is the minute where based on the fact that many shittos hold that we don't have rishus rabim deraisa nowadays because we don't have the shear of the enough people to go there. If we don't allow him to do it this way, he'll do worse. He'll go dig in holes and bury it, which that's the malachas, the raisa of chayfer, etc. If he didn't sew it in before Shabbos, so he can't carry out in his hands, you can see in Shabbos ayin shinoi. Okay, so he can come up with a different way to carry it, which is a shinui. The Hainu Shiniach Amos, Bein Bigdoi Lepsoroi, he can wear it between the garment and his body. Abi Menoloi, or in his shoe. Kamokam Tavios, the Chatkila, Tavios, the Litvor, Bein Bigdoi, Bein Bigdoi. But it's still better to use this Eitzah of sewing it in. Some element of, as it were before Shabbos, designating as part of the baggage, even though it doesn't work totally, but some element of im sarach latzis gersh yorshim yeshem b'bayis kol yom yishaboy shushamer ma'isa b'yaver legozle. Gets it home all day because people will realize that he's scared to go out because he must have something of value. Okay, but if he doesn't have to go out lo yetzay hanachutz the erev kashu lovish by baggage, he shouldn't go out beyond an erev. So he's saying that you shouldn't even wear it in the house because you're afraid once you're in the house you'll end up walking out with it. Okay. Fine.
So a person has like a scarf. It's going around his neck. So he's allowed to do that, even though he has nothing which is making it to tie it onto his body that shouldn't fly away. But if it doesn't cover that, they had more. It was more like a babushka type of a thing. It went over the head and part of the body.
What's babushka?
A shawl type of a thing. But if the sutra doesn't do that, which means that would be along the lines of our scarves, so a person can't go out unless he would tie the two sides together. This way, it's not going to fly off, and he might pick it up and then end up carrying it. Okay. Mr. Bura, Kuchav Zayin, a Makupal Ksefer, I'm a P. Gav, the Batalis, Osir, and Makupal. So in Talis, it's Osir to have this thing folded onto the shoulders, Kamash Akosir, Besif, Chavtes. Besudr Shuri, over here, it's Mutu, the Sudr, directly, Vishosu, Kach, Pachol, the Kapal Ksefer. That's how you wear it. So you wear it around the neck, and that's considered the normal directly Visha for such a bagot. Okay. Fine. It's the heter because this is not, it's considered normal if the people would do this. Yeah. Mishabura Kuv Chavkes. There would be like a string which would go from the end of the sutter, which would tie onto the finger. Shouldn't fall off. So we're saying that we don't pass like that. We're not worried about that issue. So we're pointing out that that's not true. We're not worried about you have to have it tied on. It shouldn't fly off. But the man of sutter, it's not large enough to cover the Rosh HaBerubai.
in tzarach lichshur shnei roshav lamata miksefav. So now that it's tied under his neck, so it's not going to go anywhere. And then it becomes the same way you're wearing a belt. I mean, you know, so you're wearing a belt around your waist, you're wearing something around your neck. If it could go over the head and the majority of his torso, even though he didn't wear it like that, so if it's large enough, so wearing around the shoulders is the derek. On the other hand, since it's so large it could do that, it's probably not going to fly off, even though it's only around the shoulders, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Then he says, take a look at the beer lacha. So the beer lacha says like this. That the Taz brings, that the Rama says, it actually has to be on the Rosh HaBerubai. You can't put it on the shoulders. So the other Bishan and Ramash, whether that's called Derech Levisha. Once it's makupal, but once you open it up and it's not makupal, like it's not folded up, so you would just, if you then already it's hanging down, it has to be worn on the body. It's not called derech levisha anymore. So you would have, let's say, some type of a scarf. You might fold it over and wear it around your neck. You might open it up and hang it and wear it around your body. But to have it open and then bunch it up around the neck, it looks weird. That's not derech malbush anymore. So that would be a problem. Right. So I mean, to me, it's the way I understand scarves. Really, you know, scarves, Pasha should get involved in this issue. They're not really large enough to cover Rosh HaBerubai. So the heter is going to be because they're tied. So if you close your coats, so they're the equivalent of being tied. If you wear your coat open. You know, a person really should, you know, some people nowadays, the way they wear it, they sort of like tuck one side and the other. That's like tying it. That would be sufficient. But just to have it both sides hanging freely, I think would be problematic. So when I gave my Friday night after Marv, I gave a quick halacha review of some hutzoyish. As I said, if a person wants to wear a scarf, either they should make sure their coat is closed, which I said, I don't know why anybody want to wear their coat open in that type of weather. But if they would, they would have to tuck their scarf in. It shouldn't be hanging loose. So that's this if. People ask me, like, they never heard that before in their life. And I said, I didn't write the book. You know? The next halacha that I said, I didn't write the book. Okay. Lamed Dalet. No, I'm sorry, Lamed Hay. I mean, it's a Gemara, you know, it's a close term held in the Gemara, but, you know, it's brought in halacha, that's it. This is a din in the Gemara that you have to tie it. So, Levadim HaKashim, so you have over here, it's like a felt. Levad is like a felt. So they're a harder type of material than just a regular piece of material. Also, Lavim, Berishus Arabim, or Bekarmel is Kashub Mutter for him. Vimenim Kashim Harbe is Mutter. And that, you know, you can have a soft piece, which is not so thick, whatever it is, so that's Mutter. But the harder ones are not Derech Malbush, it's just a soft. Okay, Mishabur Kuflam of the bottom of Kashim. Shane Derech Malbush, Milavadim Akashim, Bahavi Milavadim Akashim. I don't know what the extra mem is. I'm not sure what the next between levadim akashim and derech malbush. Habi kemasi oser. Mashmi ram the feeling heim daken oser kimin shukashim. If it's hard, even though it's thin, but it was made in a, is sort of like a hard way, that's a problem.
You said tuck in the scarf. What did you mean tuck it in?
Some people like to make a loop and they tuck the other side. What they make a loop and they tuck one side of the scarf through the other through the loop. So that's fine.
Talking about hard.
It was like a hard cloth, so it's not. It's people don't wear it. It's if it's hard.
But if it's soft, it's mutter. If you wrap yourself in it, it's mutter. You need it should be thin and it should be soft. Okay. This cloth. Now the felt. What the Lord says, Shabbos, Hashem, Abushim, Zalgav, that you can wear two pieces of clothing, one on top of the other. Ben Litzarcha, whether you want to wear the two clothing items of clothing for yourself. Ben Litzarcha, even if you're only wearing one Litzarcha, so let's say somebody's out somewhere and you realize he's stranded without a coat, so you want to put on two coats to walk to where he is and then take off the coat and give him the coat. So you're wearing a coat on top of a coat. So you're not wearing it for your own need. But the Maya said, once you're wearing it as a coat, it's Derech Malbush and it's Mutter. Whether it's two shirts, which is sarbal is kusayim, the upper your overcoat. Now, the Mechaber says bein shem shtei chagurah zul gavazua, two belts, which we'll see. The Ramah is going to have a problem with that. Fil ein malbish mafsik beinayim. In the case of the belt, the Mechaber holds I can have one belt directly on top of the other belt. Now, if I put on let's say a shirt, they have like a long shirt, and they put a belt around the shirt, and they put on a coat, and they put a belt around the coat. There's a beged masik beinayim. So that's for sure mutter. He's saying even if there's no beged masik beinayim, it's just a belt on top of a belt, it's mutter according to the mechaber. But the rabbi yesh oisim shtechagur zelga alzeh elim kein malbush masik beinayim. The second belt has no function. It's not considered derech levisha. Batsim. A belt is only derech levisha because it's doing something. It's helping your. It's either acting as a takshid or it's because it's helping your clothing stay in a certain way. But if the second belt is doing nothing at all, it's just a masri. And b'chein ra'linig, that's a minig which the Rama says we should do. Mutalilba shnei kivayim ze'al ze'. So we'll see in this two kevoyim, two hats. The Mishnah will talk about what does it mean. Two hats means a large one on top of a small one, but the two large ones will not be mutter, and two pairs of socks are mutter. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Kufam Beis Ben Litzar Chaver. So you're taking out the second item of clothing, not for yourself. He has no benefit at all from this extra layer. But the mice, you're wearing a baggage. And that's not considered a problem of its own. Okay. So the Ramah says some aser when he's talking about two belts. Well, Domele Shnei Mabushim is not the same as two items of clothing. Shterakotam Lubash Oysen Mibnei HaKarba. A person sometimes will wear two layers of clothing. So, right now, I don't need it. I'm not cold. But it's not unheard of that a person would put on, it's very cold, he put on a second layer if he'd had it available. I put on two coats. It's very cold. So it's not, I will trech a gurus, mahano yesh. There's no way that you're going to wear two belts, one on top of the other directly. Bein Derek Lachter, nobody does that. They're from Masihu. Now, however, Masha Poskim, the Kuliyama, any Serelim in Rabbanim, this is not an Issa Deraisa. Kivash Kabanim, Derech Levisha, he, Levisha, who, Al Dosim Shum, the Mexican Masri. The Maisa, you're wearing it as a belt, so why does the first belt have the Adifis and the second belt is considered a Masri? Both of them are an act of being Chayker on your body. So not the Raisa is not a problem, it's only Rabbanim. Okay. Now, Vakoshkin Lacher, Patsalka, Al Chagurah. So here we go with my handkerchief again. So I have a great idea. I'll tie it around my waist, on top of my belt. So to excuse me, they derech lachar b'kach the oser. So that's going to be for sure going to be a problem. If a belt on top of a belt is a problem, a handkerchief on top, you'll tie it around your body. You know, you take it, you sort of like make it into a, you wrap, roll it around a few times, and make it like a long stringy thing. And then, you know, it's long enough to go around your body and tie in front. It's very nice, but it's not a... You already have a belt on. Chayadim kosa the bezeh filo day rishon haz. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that case is osur. The kiv ein derech lachter bezeh b'chol. Minshka l'kol shemarim l'hoitzi filo b'karma l'is is osur. Okay. So this eitzah, we don't want eitzah to take your handkerchief Remember, they didn't have tissues. They needed a handkerchief and shul. Right? So this eitzah wasn't an eitzah, how to carry it. The Taz of Kutten, Yudal Nosan Eitzah, the Taz gives a different suggestion. He'll tie it on to the end of the belt. We had this before by the key. If it becomes an extension of the belt, and use the handkerchief as part of your actual tying onto your body. Okay, that's one eighth. We have a different aid, so we can use it as a belt, wearing a garment in between. So if you want to put your belt on the outside, so then you can use the patzalka to hold up your pants. Okay. So that would be another eitz. Also, the chur is a mapacha sub of a regal. You just can't put it around your leg. Shederach malbush klal. That's not derech malbush. Eliyasa kaniska liel. Or yichurus sub of a tzaver, but derech malbush. Or you can wrap it around your neck, which that would be a derech malbush. And people do that sometimes to act as like a scarf. So that would be mutter.
So people not get to wear a gartel over a jacket, or should they be makpis?
If they want to wear a gartel,
outside,
yeah, they have to wear it over a jacket. They can't wear it directly on top of a tarp on top of the belt. Zal is that now, but
why?
Because it's two chaguras, which Ramos says is also. Now this gartel doesn't mean the gartel which you picture the chassidim wearing. It means a belt. So there was like a lower underbelt and an overbelt. So they put one directly on top of the other. The bottom one wasn't pretty. It was just it was more functional. They would do this shutoy v'lachar b'sheni galarishin or shasheni who kotzer. So the way they would do it is there was the bottom one was better for tying, and the upper one was better for decorative purposes. So shori, that's mutter, because that's the normal way to wear it now. He says you can't be moich against people who are makel on that. So I'm not sure exactly I understand the picture of what these ladies are doing. It seems to be that it's really one belt on top of the other, but the bottom belt is helping to lift up the baguette a little bit that it shouldn't get dirty. So which the upper belt for a reason can't do that. So that's also the tzarcha. That's also that's how they wear the clothing. That becomes normal. That's mutter. You know, let's not run through this.